show is being sponsored by Once Upon a Time Travel Agency. Jim, Kim, and their staff are all Disney-trained travel agents who are able to make sure you get the best deals for whatever Disney destination you might have in mind. From Florida to California, France, Japan, or even a cruise, they will plan everything with you and then book it. And I save the best for last. The cost of the service is free, so stop by their page on Facebook or give them a call at 504-304-4904 and start planning your trip right now. If you mention that you heard them on our show, you will get a park touring guidebook of your choice when you book your trip. Once Upon a Time Travel, they make your Disney vacation magical.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is show number 81 for April 25th, 2015. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. With me tonight from Delightful.life blog, Jen, what is happening?
Not too much. We're in the middle of hockey playoffs, right, Sam?
We are in the middle of periods of hockey playoffs. But
I just mean
right
in general.
In general, we are.
Will our teams meet? Will they meet? I don't know.
Gosh, I hope that they do because that would be wonderful. because that would be an Eastern team versus a Western team. But I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll save that for later.
One day we may have a hockey team in New Orleans.
Maybe.
It'll be like water skiing team.
Well, it's not like we have one in Cincinnati. I'm not talking about that.
She's got her ups. So anyway, look, if you're planning a Disney vacation and you need help, how about a fee-free travel agent that is a Disney nerd? If you're after one, make sure you get in touch with Jimmy from Once Upon a Time Travel. Jimmy, what is happening?
Ah, man, I am so happy to be here. Seems like we're at the end of a very long road with our movie madness bracketology.
Exactly. That's what we're all about, right? This is it. We started with every full-feature Disney animated movie from Disney and Pixar, which was over 68 movies. Go over to the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com/Movie Madness. You will see the original bracket with all 64 movies and the matches, and we've gotten it all the way down to 2 movies remaining in our championship. And that's what we're about today, that championship.
And let me just say, since we don't do ice hockey down here in the deep south, I'm currently waiting for number one LSU Tigers to be playing number 2 Texas A&M in college baseball right now.
Nice. They're
in LSU won last night with a walk-off single.
Very nice.
And game 2 is tonight of a 3-game series. So
that's awesome.
Hopefully LSU comes through.
You know, I found myself in Detroit, Michigan last night at a Tigers versus Yankees game, and it was snowing.
Ugh. No kid. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Surprised.
I'm not
it's
kidding.
It's been so it gross snowing. The last few days.
It was snowing in Detroit last evening. But anyway. So our final matchup is Beauty and the Beast versus The Lion King. And I think that a lot of us may have said this up front, that would be the final matchup. But there were a lot of interesting things that happened along the way and a lot of interesting upsets and some great conversation. And we talked about things like Waking Sleeping Beauty, the documentary, Jimmy.
I watched it. I bought it.
You did?
I rented it from Amazon and watched it and then ended up buying it on Amazon. So I have it on my Amazon account because I wanted to watch it again. It was fantastic. It was so great. So great.
The things going on behind the scenes from, when Michael Eisner first came over with Katzenberg and how everything just unfolded in the series of events that culminated with The Lion King. It's just amazing to see all the stuff that happened.
And it was almost like, it was almost like it wasn't one of those things where you bring 2 great minds together or 3 great minds together with Roy, Michael Eisner, and Katzenberg. But it was like, like they almost had to align at a certain point, because then once they came back out of a line, like it was almost like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like they came together and aligned for a very short period of time, and then all of a sudden, poof, it was gone again.
And the result is both of these movies in our final. And include The Little Mermaid, which was Final Four, and it's amazing the things that came out of that time frame.
Yeah, you're right.
So that said, I think we need to get started.
In Aladdin. I'd be remiss if we didn't bring up Aladdin.
In Aladdin.
That was a big deal.
Which, by the way,
Sleeping Beauty, Aladdin was a big deal.
We'll pick our winner here, then go through our Final Fours if you guys have them handy.
Sure.
So,
if
you have them, if you don't, that's fine.
We shot.
I'm sure mine was different, actually.
We shot Jennifer's Final Four a long time ago.
Mine was shot a long time ago, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, no, you know what? Originally, my first round, I had, nothing right, but my Final Four was in longer than some people's, but then it was totally different, so.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's definitely gone now. It's. I don't think it had either of these two, but.
Mine had one of these two.
But it was very difficult to get rid of either of them, so.
So yeah. Beauty and the Beast first. The Lion King, which is a great matchup. Ed couldn't be with us tonight. Jamie, I know you have Ed's pick. Do you want to start there?
Let's start with Ed. Ed went with... All right, so if you two had to guess what Ed went with, what would you say?
You know, I don't know. That's tough. Because I think you would think the same about me.
Put your Ed hat on. Which one would you think?
I think he'd go with Frozen.
Good point.
Right in.
Oh, God. So, all right. Ed went with The Lion King.
Okay.
All right. And there's no wrong choice here in any of these matchups.
Either one of these would be fantastic.
All right. So we have one vote for The Lion King.
What did the fans say?
You want to go to the fans next?
Yeah, why not? They're not here either. So let's get those.
All right. So the fans, 55% to 45%.
Oh, my God.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
closer than I thought it would be.
This has been back and forth watching it online.
I honestly thought when this first started, I have never seen, and I think I might have said this, and I thought maybe Frozen or something new might change it up a little bit, but I've never seen one of these brackets that Beauty and the Beast just didn't plow through. So that's awesome. We've had some really good matchups, and people have really given it a lot of thought, I think. So it's exciting.
All right, Jennifer.
I went with Beauty and the Beast, and not just because it seemed like the favorite to me, but last round The Lion King only beat out whatever it was up against. I don't even remember now.
Tangled.
Because it was so unique. Oh, that
was your bracket.
Because it was so unique, yeah, in my opinion for that. I did pick The Lion King to get to this final, but only on that one thing. And if I look at overall movies, I just think there's very little that beats Beauty and the Beast in just about every category. So well-rounded, such a great movie.
All right, Sam, I'll let you go next.
Why don't you go next, Jimmy?
Well, then apparently we have the same thing. I was
then
trying
it's not going to matter.
So Beauty and the Beast for me.
I also went Beauty and the Beast. My wife reminded me it's the love story in Beauty and the Beast. And that's actually why they went Beauty and the Beast over Frozen. When you go back into the brackets, if you went through them all, and I said that my family was really upset with me because Beauty and the Beast and Frozen, and the reason they ended up with Beauty and the Beast was the love story. Not that anything against Frozen, but...
You know what? I picked Frozen originally, but that's a very, very good argument. That would be the one argument that would make me happy with Beauty and the Beast over Frozen, because I think they offer so much of the same things as we've talked about before, but the love story is the best.
But you know what? You're right. You can't go wrong with either one of these movies.
No,
they're both great movies. On any given day, I could pick The Lion King over. It's tough. It's so tough because they're so different, and you like them for different reasons.
So, do you have your original Final Four in front of you?
I do.
Any chance? What did you have Final Four and champion?
You're not going to believe this.
I bet that I.
So, Beauty and the Beast versus Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Okay.
That's right. I remember that.
And Little Mermaid versus Tangled.
I like your Final Four a lot, Jimmy.
And in my final, I had Beauty and the Beast versus Tangled with Beauty and the Beast winning it. So I actually ultimately got to my conclusion just a different way.
Very good. I had Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin on one side of the bracket.
I don't think that's...
That's pretty straightforward, right? Now, the other side...
Hard to argue with.
the other side, I had Toy Story and Toy Story 3.
I know I had Toy Story, Lion King, Frozen, and I can't remember that bottom left bracket, but... So
that's
ultimately,
where Aladdin
my final
was. Would
was
have been
busted,
Aladdin.
So.
It would have been either like Big Hero 6, Sleeping Beauty, Tarzan, Snow White, Dumbo, Aladdin.
Well, you know it wasn't Snow White or Dumbo since I hate the classics.
Well, you do. You're a classic, you're a classic hater.
Well, I had Toy Story won my bracket. That's what I had.
Oh, cool.
I love Toy Story.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I feel like we got to the last like 8 or 10 movies in it, and they're all just so good. There's no wrong choice.
Yeah,
so.
There's no real loser.
So. That said, you know, guys, thanks for voting online. We had lots and lots of votes. We appreciate that, and you helping us through it. Next year, who knows which way we're going to take it. I have lots of potential options. It'll be interesting next year when we do our brackets. But for now, head back. There's empty brackets. Feel free to fill those out. Let us know what you picked. What was your final four? What was your champion? Would love to hear from you. Comment on thedisneynerds.com.
I do have one thing to add real quick. Yes. For all of our listeners and friends of the show, I don't know if everyone that listens follows us on Facebook or on the Twitter, but Disney Nerds has some big news that we will, I think all of us, looks like, potentially all of us, will be down in Walt Disney World once again during Food and Wine Festival. We have announced one meet already, which is the 2015 Disney Nerds Podcast Half Sample-thon.
Woo.
So basically what we're going to do, it's going to be October 2nd, Friday, October 2nd. The plan as of right now is to meet at 5 o'clock at the Odyssey Building for the craft beer. Then we'll work our way through Mexico with the hopes of being in America at 8 o'clock for our Starship's last performance. And
nice.
We're just going to be stopping for drinks and food. If you're not a drinker, don't feel like you can't come, because some people will be doing food instead of drinks. But be aware that people will be drinking, so I want to just make that disclaimer. So if you can join us, please, please do. We'd love to see you out there. Visit the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page. And go to the event section, and all the details are there. Keep an eye there, because if things do change, that's where we'll change it. And if you're going to attend, please click and let us know you can attend so we can plan on that. There will be some giveaways and maybe some contests and stuff like that going on while we're there.
I just clicked accept. I will be there.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about this.
It's great. Second annual. It's absolutely incredible. It's going to be fun.
It was a lot of fun last year. I think this year will be even better.
Yep. And all of that said, you know, I am fresh back. I actually got to see the Village People while I was there.
Nice.
That's really interesting to watch the Village People back in
the American
Gardens film.
Did you do
well,
the
how
line?
Can you not? How can you not? They did In the Navy, Macho Man, and YMCA.
Does Nick have you in video doing YMCA?
No, there's no video of me doing YMCA, just like there's no video of you doing karaoke. All
right.
But that said, so in honor of... You know, the fact that I just got back recently and that we have our winner, Beauty and the Beast, I thought, why not do some sounds from the park for the rest of the show? And we will start with pieces of the Beauty and the Beast stage show over at Hollywood Studios.
Oh, I love the Beauty and the Beast stage show.
Very good, yeah.
Let's take a listen. Thank you, guys.
See ya.
Definitely. Thank you.
Once upon a time, in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a shining castle. Although he had everything his heart desired, the prince was spoiled, selfish, and unkind. One winter's night, an old beggar woman came to the castle and offered him a single rose in return for shelter from the bitter cold. Repulsed by her haggard appearance, the prince sneered at the gift and turned the old woman away. But she warned him not to be deceived by appearances, for beauty is found within. She had seen that there was no love in his heart, and as punishment she transformed him into a hideous beast and placed a powerful spell on the castle and all who lived there. If he could learn to love another and earn their love in return, the spell would be broken. If not, he would be doomed to remain a beast for all time. As the years passed, he fell into despair and lost all hope, for who could ever learn to love a beast?
Oh. little town. It's a quiet village every day like the one before. Little town full of little people waking up to say
bonjour, bonjour,
bonjour,
bonjour,
bonjour.
There goes the baker with his tray like always, the same old bread and rolls to sell. Every morning just the same, since the morning that we came to this poor provincial town.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, monsieur.
Where are you off to?
The bookshop. I just finished the most wonderful story about a beanstalk and an ogre.
That's nice. Marie, the baguettes. Hurry up.
Look, there she goes, the girl is so peculiar. I wonder if she's feeling well.
With a dreamy far-off look
and her nose stuck in a book.
What a puzzle to the rest of us is Belle.
Oh, isn't this amazing? It's my favorite part because you'll see. She meets Prince Charming, but she won't discover that it's him till chapter 3.
Look, there she goes, a girl who's strange but special, a most peculiar mademoiselle.
It's a pity and a sin, she doesn't quite fit in, very different from the rest of us.
She's nothing like the rest of us, just different from the rest of us is there.
Who does she think she is? No one says no to Gaston. Right from the moment when I met her, saw her, I said she's gorgeous and I fell. Here in town there's only she who is beautiful as me, so I'm making plans to woo and marry Belle.
No one's slick as Gaston, no one's quick as Gaston.
One's neck's as incredibly thick as Gaston.
For there's no one as girly and brawny.
As you see, I've got biceps to spare.
No one hits like Gaston, matches wits like Gaston.
In a spitting match, nobody spits like Gaston. I'm especially good at expectorating.
10 points for Gaston.
When I was a lad, I ate 4 dozen eggs every morning to help me get large. And now that I'm grown, I eat 5 dozen eggs, so I'm roughly the size of a podge.
Look, there he goes, isn't he dreamy? Monsieur Gaston, oh, he's so cute.
There must be more than this provincial life.
The swatch I'm going to make Belle my wife.
There she goes, a girl who's strange but special, a most peculiar mademoiselle.
It's a pity and a sin, she doesn't quite fit in, but she really is a funny girl,
a beauty but a funny girl.
She really is a funny girl. That Belle.
Will be furious if he finds out what we're up to.
Well, we don't have to tell him, do we?
There is nothing to worry about.
No, nothing. Just our entire future.
Oh, pish-posh. We'll merely invite this lovely audience to be our guests for dinner.
All of them? There's so many.
Calm yourself, Cogsworth. We'll keep it simple.
What are you talking about? What's going on? Come on, Mom.
Come along, Chip, dear.
Oh, dear.
No need to worry.
We'll keep it simple.
Hi!
Stop! Stop it, I say. Do you hear me? All of you. I said quiet! If we're going to do this, then let's do it.
But of course, we must make them feel welcome. Esteemed madames et messieurs, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you. And now, we invite you to relax, pull up a chair, as the dining room proudly presents your dinner.
Anything but a monster!
Try to understand, Master. The poor girl has lost her father and her freedom all in one day.
Need I remind you that your 21st birthday will be here soon?
I know that.
Perhaps she has come to break the spell.
Remember, you must learn to love another and earn their love in return.
I know.
And then we might all be human again.
Yes, yes, human again. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's very good.
How lovely.
A human again. Wow!
Oh!
Oh, no.
I thought I told you never to come here!
I just wanted to find out what was in the other room.
It's none of your business!
Please, stop!
You shouldn't have come to the West Wing!
And you should learn how to control your temper.
I can't help it.
Well, how do you know if you don't even try?
Say something nice to her.
Try to act like a gentleman.
I apologize.
Apology accepted.
That's it. Gently, gently.
I never felt this way before.
There's something sweet and almost kind, but he was mean and he was coarse and unrefined. And now he's dear and so unsure. I wonder why I didn't see it there before.
She glanced this way, I thought I saw. And when we touched, she didn't shudder at my paw. Though it can't be, I'll just ignore. But then she's never looked at me that way before.
New and a bit alarming. Who'd have ever thought that this could be true? That I simply didn't see.
Well, who'd have thought?
Well, bless my soul.
Well, who'd have known?
Well, who indeed?
And who'd have guessed they come together on their own?
It's so peculiar.
Well, wait and see. A few days more. There may be something there that wasn't there before.
You know, perhaps there is something there that wasn't there before.
What?
There may be something there that wasn't there before.
What's there, Mama?
Shh, I'll tell you when you're older.
Kill the beast, or he will kill your children!
He'll kill our children!
Come on, man, let's go get him!
Let's kill him!
The beast will make off with your children. He'll come after them in the night.
No!
No one will be safe until his head is mounted on my wall. I say we kill the beast!
Kill him!
We're not safe until he's dead. He'll come stalking us at night, set to sacrifice our children to his monstrous appetite. He'll wreak havoc on our village if we let him wander free. So it's time to take some action. Yes, it's time to fight. Mist through the woods, through the darkness and the shadows. It's a nightmare, but it's one exciting ride. Say a prayer, then we're there at the drawbridge of a castle, and there's something truly terrible inside. It's a beast, he's got fangs, razor sharp ones, massive paws, killer claws for the beast. Hear him roar, see him foam, but we're not coming home till he's dead. Good and dead, kill the beast! If you're not with us, you're against us. We'll rid the village of this beast! Who's with me?
I am!
I am!
I am!
Light your torch, mount your horse.
Screw your courage to the sticking place.
We're counting on this stone to lead the way.
To a mist, to a wood, we're within a haunted castle. Something's lurking that you don't see every day.
It's a beast!
One as tall as a mountain. He won't rest till he's good and deceased. Sally forth, tally ho, grab your sword, grab your bow, raise the log and here we go!
We'll lay siege to the castle and bring back his head! Take whatever booty you can find, but remember, the beast is mine!
Kill the beast! Kill the beast! Kill the beast!
fool to think Belle could ever love a monster like you.
Get out of here!
Are you in love with her, Beast?
Beast?
Belle!
I tried to get her sooner.
It's over, Beast. Belle is mine!
You. It's all my fault.
At least I get to see you one last time.
I won't let you die.
It's better this way.
No, no, please. Please don't leave me. I love you.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast.
Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise.
Rising in the east, tell us all the straight up hit.
To see all your smiling faces. Good morning!
Good morning!
I'm Skip Sanderson, citizen of Mainstream, USA. It's time to gather around, everyone, because in just a few minutes, we're going to officially open the Magic Kingdom! But we can't open the park until Mickey and all the gang arrive on the Walt Disney World Railroad. You see, they've been very busy this morning getting the Magic Kingdom ready for a day full of memory making. But what I want to know is, are you ready? Everyone, let's say hi to all our guests.
Hi there, good to see you.
Let's welcome our new friends.
Hello.
Good morning from all of us here in the Magic Kingdom. To join us here on the Walt Disney World Railroad and then help us officially open the park by joining in a great big countdown. We'll need all your help too. Is everyone ready? Around the band. Mickey and all the gang will be here any minute now.
Casey Jr. coming down the track, where the smoky step. Hear him calling, coming down the hill. Casey's here to put every Jack and Jill.
Look, everyone, the steam train's arriving with Mickey and all the gang. We thought you'd never get here. It certainly is great to see you and all your friends, too. Isn't it, everyone? So, Mickey, are we ready to open the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, we sure are.
Great, let's say hi to the Parsons family. Good morning. They're going to help us up in the park along with everyone here with a little Disney magic.
Oh, my gosh.
Do a countdown backwards from 10 to open the park, Mickey.
Okay, then. How nice and wild. Here we go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Magic Kingdom, everybody.
Welcome to the Magic Kingdom.
We now ask that you please walk slowly and safely to your destination and enjoy the rest of your day in the Magic Kingdom.
Ground beef. Yeah, now it's awesome. You just have that band and you just push it up there and it has all the adding. You have no idea how much money you spent until you got home and they turn off your cable. It's amazing. I love you, Disney, for innovation. So we only have time for one more song. So, I know, terrible. So what we'd like to do on our last song is take requests from the audience. So there's a song of ours that you want to hear. Just holler it out and perhaps we'll do it. YMCA, yes, YMCA. Okay, hey, but before we do the song, we travel all over the world to do this song. There are a lot of variations on this arm. So we want to kind of unify all on one page, because even though it's a small world after all, that was the best I've done with that joke, I think. Which isn't much, but it's better than the first two shows. Anyway, let's watch one of our band members for instructions. Watch Leatherman.
Because nothing says Disney like a mustache and leather.
Woo! Hey, Walt. Woo! Yeah!
All right. What Cowboy Spice is trying to say is, more recently in our worldly travels, we've been observing some pretty shaky versions of these simple four steps, y'all. So we're going to give you the 411 on this, so at your next wedding or bar mitzvah, you can say you got it from the horse's mouth, all right? All right, but first, Walt Disney World, Epcot, and Orlando, and all of you guys, thank you so much for coming out here tonight. It's been an awesome 3 days, and this is the happiest place on earth, seriously, so thank you. All right, now, oh, wait a second. Okay, you guys, you can't do this next part sitting down, so get up.
All right.
Get on up. Get on up and get on up.
Last song, you got to get out of here anyway. All right, here we go. Now pay attention, you get it wrong, stop everything and point at you. I mean it. Lesson number one, why?
You got that?
Because we like you. M. Yeah, no monkeys.
That's not M.
This is M. C. Uh-oh. Your other left. Towards Japan. And the last step. A. Excellent.
Now put those all together and what do you have? You've got Y. M. C. Hey!
Come on, y'all. We don't like to go by ourselves. This is our last night here. We gotta give it to you. Come on, y'all.
Young man, there's no need to go down. I said, young man, pick yourself up and down. I said, young man, aren't you really?
Assist me. Put your hands together for New York River's people.